This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government today accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi today after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said a high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders including political parties and experts. The minister informed that the government has approved Chandrayaan 4 mission and Venus Orbiter mission to give boost to the country's science and technology center. The union minister informed that the government has approved Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan with a total outlay of 79,156 crore rupees. He said the scheme will improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities by developing enabling infrastructure, ensuring economic empowerment, access to quality education and health. Mr. Vaishnav said this will cover around 63,000 villages, benefiting more than 5 crore tribal people. It will cover 549 districts and 2,740 blocks spread across all tribal majority villages across the country. Mr. Vaishnav also announced that the government has approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi season 2024-25 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. The minister said the Union Cabinet has also approved a biotechnology research innovation and entrepreneurship development scheme with a new component, namely biomanufacturing and biofoundry. He said the proposed outlay for the implementation of the unified scheme BioRide is 9,197 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Cabinet accepting the recommendations of the High-Level Committee on Simultaneous Elections is an important step towards making the Indian democracy even more vibrant and participative. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting for the first phase of assembly elections at 24 constituencies in 7 districts concluded peacefully this evening. The Union Territory has registered the highest voter turnout in the last 35 years as it saw more than 59% polling in the first phase. The Election Commission said youth and women voters shone bright at the polling stations, a testament to the deepening embrace of democracy in Jammu and Kashmir. It added that their enthusiasm to cast their vote is an emphatic response in favour of the ballot against boycotts and violence. Long queues of voters at the polling stations showcase the entire world, the deep trust and confidence of the people of the Union Territory in the democratic exercise. Ahead of Haryana Assembly elections, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today unveiled the party's manifesto. Announcing the guarantees at the party headquarters in New Delhi, Mr. Kharge said 7 promises will be fulfilled if voted to power. He announced to provide legal guarantee of minimum support price to farmers and 300 units of electricity to every family. He also announced that 2 lakh recruitments will be done and the old pension scheme will be restored. The Congress president said 2,000 rupees per month will be provided to women. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today launched the NPS Vatsalya scheme in New Delhi. Ms. Sitharaman said, through NPS Vatsalya, the child gets an advantage of high returns from the time that the money is saved. The Finance Ministry said NPS Vatsalya will ensure long-term wealth with the power of compounding. It added the scheme offers flexible contributions and investment options. Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam today said that India could easily double the size of its economy by 2030. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, Mr. Subramaniam pointed towards India being the 5th largest economy with a size of about $3.7 trillion in nominal terms. He said by 2047, India will be among the world's youngest nations demographically, poised for prosperity with a projected per capita income of around $20,000. In badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansoor delivered a stunning performance by defeating world number 7 and Paris Olympics bronze medalist Gloria Tunjung in the first round of the women's singles at the China Open 2024 BWF Super 1000 event in Changzhou today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.